Ion Bob's not on. He's having technical issues. You're in charge.
What questions do you have for us?
Trump and the wall. What's his fascination with this wall building?
It's a separation. See, if you build a wall that's contained, you can't have a kingdom without a barrier. So the barrier stops that disconnection. So that's all that's about.
Yeah, but he doesn't believe in the wall himself.
Doesn't he believe in having the wall himself?
Ion, answer this for a second. Donald Trump doesn't believe in the wall completely.
He doesn't have to believe in the wall at all. The wall is just to make a difference, between what we've slid into the abyss. It separates from the abyss that is Mexico or Canada or these other ridiculous places that are certainly going to fall. He's trying to make it as a protection. It's a metaphorical wall that separates us from them, as you say it. It's to make some barrier, the line of debarkation. The whole line of debarkation now is about New Mexico. That's about how wide the line is.
And about 2 or 3 months ago, you made a reference to Vamoose. You were like, Vamoose, does that mean like,
Vamoose.
Right. You basically, are you telling people, get up and do their thing? Or are you telling them, get up and physically move your ass out of the fucking country? Geographically.
They'll have to go. No, they'll have to go, and then they can come back if they want to be a part here. But they don't have to. It's not a problem. It's just get where you're supposed to be.
But in your place of power is geographically to triangulate in that correct coordinates and to ascend to that level. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Ion.
Mm-hmm. Now, you want to talk about the basket of those awful people?
Sure.
It's pretty fun.
What's the basket of the awful people?
Don't you watch the news?
Enlighten me.
Hillary Clinton has now come up with the brilliant idea that half of all the people who plan to vote for Donald Trump are a basket of deplorables. A basket of deplorables.
Political adjective, too. Why don't you try and put teeth into that?
It's the xenophobic, the homophobic, the racist, the sexist, the Islamophobic, the agoraphobic, that people who are afraid of their have to leave their house. Agoraphobic, and then the water people that are afraid of water, and basically everybody, which means a fourth of the country should be deported with them, too, because they're all deplorable. If you'll vote for Donald Trump, then you are less than in every way, according to her. But she already has a really sore asshole because they're coming at her really, really, really hard because she's doing the very thing she told, put in a pay millions of dollars in her commercial to go tell China to go fuck themselves.
Right.
Now she's turning and saying, she paid. And that's what Donald Trump actually said, and that's what he meant. And now she's paying to say his words, which everybody in America thinks, of course, that's what we're saying. Slap the shit out of them. Shut these people up. Let's get on with this thing. This is crazy.
But that's your bottom-up definition, so to speak, of how she's trying to run the jig, dance the jig.
Seconds later, I regret saying half of Trump supports the basket of deplorables. Once the cleanup duty Saturday, after saying the fundraiser the previous night, that half of all the country was in the basket of deplorables, it's a terrible day, which would be 13.3 million people that would be in the basket of deplorables. Pretty sad.
Gene and 3 million in the basket of deplorables?
That's what she did.
Wow. I can only write it so quickly. So in the
13.3 million, yes.
All right, 13.
So she's backing up really 3 million. Uh-huh. And so this gets to be really fun because this is that beginning. If you remember Mitt Romney, when he made the little hit gap, that was his little gap. Well, it all south after that. As he was saying, wait a minute, who would be voting for Obama Nation? Only the would vote for him. It was the end of the beginning from there. Yes.
Yeah. But also, what was the name of the industries he had recently got rid of and pretty much got put, I think 303,000 union workers out of job. His earnings that were before that, so to speak. I forget the name of the company. I don't have it in front of me. So,
yeah.
So, we're just kind of conversing. Does anybody have a really good question for Ion? I mean, it would probably be really cool.
Yeah, I got one. Fuckface.
What the fuck were you doing? I was playing some nice music.
We were doing the show, and then we got tired of the glitzy Shane archetype, so we decided to open it up a little bit. And so we opened it up just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Disconnected all my music. I'll see you in court, buddy. Not today.
No,
not today.
Okay.
We're going to court.
Yay, I like it.
Okay.
There's music in your inbox. You want to use that instead?
Fuck that shit. No, you don't want music? Yeah, we don't play music, dog.
Well, you don't have to.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be
go
music.
Ahead,
it can be the other side. It can be the other
go
side.
Go ahead, Jay.
We saw
on,
the basket of, while you were out, Bob, while you were out taking that nap, you got the basket of deplorables, and we worked out the wall. And we worked out the abomination and the Mitt Romney gaffe that caused the end of his beginning. But, oh, and we were just fixing to get to the Julian Assange emails that's coming. Ooh, it's going to be a big one. But they're not going to let that go till closer into time. And then there's going to be some more of them emails. Ooh, those superfluous.
Well, what do you think of all the Ionet females who think you're bashing Hillary too much or pissed off and won't listen anymore because you knock Hillary? What do you say to them?
Who?
Various I not say that I can't stand Ion knocking Hillary. I'm not listening anymore. So what do you say to
that? Okay, well, then get a 45 because a 9mm will make a big mess. The floor. Get a 45, it's cleaner. Or you can get a 22 short and go right at the base of the mouth, and it'll shoot out the back of your head, and you can have an open casket. It won't be so bad. It's nothing. We don't have anything to say about the Hillary Rotten Clinton. She can be whatever she wants to be. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day. Nothing you could do. But the point that becomes, it's fine. It's wonderful. But it won't make any difference because it won't matter.
All right,
so,
go ahead.
Back a few years ago, a while ago, you mentioned that eventually, in general, little men would start to look upon Ion as an abomination. Is that an example how Hillary is saying that there's a basket of deplorables that support
well,
Trump?
Well, it's like my mom always said, two tears in a bucket, mother bucket. That was from the Lady Shipley. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, you know.
Is there going to be a war between little men and ascending people?
No, it won't be a match. It'll be like Troy. It'll fall.
Which one will be like Troy, the little man?
Yeah. They'll make all the fuss because you ain't fighting them. You don't care. You're happy. You're so busy buzzing in your cloud business. Isn't that cool? Look here. We got it all worked out with your new cloud business that you're going to overcome. Did you see how we worked that out?
With the electric sheet?
No, silly Bob. With Michael Dell's version of the cloud with the EMC square. But they didn't get the money from VMware. Isn't that a good day?
You mean Michael Dell acquired EMC, and that is important to the new Black Cloud?
The Black Cloud is a different thing, darling. That's different than that. The Black Cloud, we run that.
So you're talking about the Jobs Gates Cloud.
Okay, if that's what you want to call it. See, one connects to the dark web and the other does not.
Which one connects to the dark web? The black cloud?
Yes. We don't have any problem with that. We don't war that. We're just saying.
So the Tor client that people use to connect to what they think is the black, is the dark web, is that not the real dark web?
That torrent link is a lie.
So those .onion URLs are just bullshit?
They are a distraction, darling.
Oh, it's a honeypot, then.
But you know that. You've run the numbers on that, and you found that 99 ways already. You just want us to confirm it. You just want us to show how smart you are.
No, not really. I'd rather have fun with this stuff. I don't care if anyone thinks I'm smart.
Better be happy than right, then.
Yeah, that's a lot better. And then the black cloud connecting to the dark web, does this have to do with the what Snowden is doing? Like, is he getting access to the dark web to publish all that information, leak it?
With a little help from his friends.
Are his friends you mean?
Well, you glib, cliched archetypal. Of course we're not going to say that, silly Billy.
It basically sounds like there's a whole totally new world order, and if Ion likes you, then you're okay. If Ion doesn't like you, then you're fucked.
It's that you ain't seen nothing yet. Bam, 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 baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. Bam, bam, here's a little something you're never going to forget. Bam, bam. Yeah, Bachman, Turner Overdrive. Remember back in the olden days?
Yeah.
You do remember back in the olden days? Those olden days haven't changed. Hey, number one, you sort of lived a charmed existence since then, have you not?
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost like I have special little fairies helping me through life.
Well, we resemble that remark. Don't be calling non-physical a fairy. You might wake up with a sore butt yourself.
And then what about, like, just daily, how do we go about dealing with little men?
We keep saying the same thing. It's a fool's errand. You shouldn't do it. Dr. Dean has moved heaven and earth trying to doctor these ridiculous numbnut motherfuckers. Let them go on and kill themselves and get over with it, because they're either going to ascend or they're not. Either way, you shouldn't have to listen to them cry and moan and ditch and ditch and carry on about how when. Lord, suffering cats, just kill us or them now, because it's like never ending. Get over it. Get on with it or get over it. It's fun. You don't have to. That's what we keep saying. Then they back up, and then Bob says, well, I'm going to stay with them till they buy or die. And I was like, okay, fine, and then good, and then do it, and then don't do it, and then rub it, and then don't. And that's going to leave a mark, and now we wouldn't do that. Then we have to go back and multitask and sort out all the receipts and details, make sure that they're all applicably apropos, so that no one shoots anybody else in the head or the foot that they're not supposed to. But that's okay, because we got to be good for something. And then happy at the end of days, we just come back and say, oh, okay, it's going to be all right. Come on, children, let's go.
So did Bob get to this point where he evokes you because he has this, like, the most incredible degree of slack life ever?
No, it's because he... No, because he fucked up Mae Russell and Joe Don Sloan.
So you came forth to clean up that fucking up that he did.
That's a harsh, awful, terrible way to say it. Couldn't be closer to the truth, but it's a terrible way to describe it. Don't you agree?
I was just trying to translate what you said, and it sounded like... Because Bob had pushed the envelope.
See, don't translate it. Well, the orifices just were looking for something to be plucked. They were trying to pluck something, so he picked a nice big slanted orifice to engage, and that's all fine. I mean, you know what I'm saying. This is the willowies. This is all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know what I'm saying. It's just kind of engaging. Bob's done this so many times now. He's had them for breakfast. They have them like puffs. He has consorts like he has puffs by the sack full. He'll engage them all, and then he just moves on down the line. Then he engages them, and then he moves on down the line. It's great fun. It is great fun. There's nothing you could do. There's just nothing.
In your words, Ion, describe the way that Bob says that we're to show up here and talk about things that are going on, like, in the outer not Outer Kingdom, but in the
Encouraging you. He's just encouraging you to take part. You don't have to do anything. Do please yourself. Be happy in all ways and all manners. But he's saying there's an element, because there are those we can go through name after name after name after name, and we can bring them back. It's no problem. If you don't think that Margarita is as much involved as she's ever been in this engagement, she is. We can assure you there is no question. There's no question she is absolutely involved. In what you say that you know that you don't know, there's others. There's absolutely others that we adore beyond words, and they are. We even have conversation with them, and we chat with them. Even old love job. They had to for a moment, because they had to find where they were. They have to connect. You can't know you're ascending until you're connecting. What about Rejoice? We adore Rejoice. Mm-hmm. Rejoice adores us. It's no worries. It's no problem. It's a happy day.
But
Sasha.
No one necessarily has to go stealth.
Sasha.
Yeah, no one has to go. Sasha, yeah. No one has to go stealth. And at the same time, no one has to come and talk on here either.
They don't. They certainly do not. They do not. They do not. But it sure is a fun opportunity.
Is there a benefit, though, to those who actually engage their mouth on here with you?
Have you noticed any benefit in your engagement with chatting with us?
Yeah, sort of, kind of.
Should we shut this moneymaker down and make it where it's all private engagements again, and everybody can run around and see if they can make them some money checks and all that kind of stuff? Or what about a nice open forum here where it doesn't cost a dime and you can get any question you want answered in the whole wide world? If you have to wonder whether or not it's a good idea to engage, probably not the best thing for you to do anyway. Just, you know, kind of move on down the line. It's perfectly all right with us. It's not a problem, you see. At the end of days, it's not an issue. So that's happy. But it's not a bad thing or anything. It's just like, okay, fine, we're good. Then what happens is you come back into a place and you have a Khalifa moment. Remember Khalifa? You have a Khalifa moment. And all of a sudden your money checks got right. Then you can't say nothing because your money checks got right. And that's wonderful. Because we want to help. We want to help. We want to help. Well, we do help. We are helping. All the right money, see? So some people don't like each other. They want to do their own thing, and they do, and that's wonderful. We ain't fussing with none of them. They can get happy. We said forever, get happy or get out.
They're ascended. You just said they're ascended. Are they offended or are they ascending?
Some of all. For us, it's ascended, but maybe they don't know it completely yet. See, we have to look at you the way you see yourself. Why would we waste waste Bob's connection dealing with a lost cause? Well, he's not a god of a lost cause. He could give a shit. He's ready to move on down the line. You see?
Basically, you're here to tell us all the things that we've already achieved and don't notice.
We tell you what you already knew that you know that you knew that you know. And then what happens is you won't do what you know that you can do. You won't engage the power that you know you have. So then you leave it to us. So that's fine with us. We do that very thing that you say you do that you can't do that you do. You can't do that. So it's like, oh, wait a minute. We're confused. So you're the God and we are the less than one. Okay, but if you give us your power, just like you did when you put it in a cardboard box, living in a box, when you did that, then all of a sudden it's a very different conversation. You're like, oh, now we have to go to the veil, and we have to have it rent in two, and we have to go over there. We have to tie a rope around the priest when they go ahead behind the curtain, the veil, to so the power kills them. They can drag them out so the body doesn't rot by the power that's contained in the Ark of the Covenant, in the Temple Mount, in all the power that you separated from. But it's silly, Bob. You're trying to get it right back to you, and when you get it back to you, you don't need non-physical. You're God. Then you become a conduit. Then it becomes a conduit for a concierge. But until you do, you'll go through us.
And when you said tying a rope around the priest to go into that that place, that reminds me of in Stranger Things when they tied the rope around the guy.
And it's exactly the same thing. It's identical, the same thing. Look at the Levites, and then there was a Levi in Stranger Things. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
That was the Levite. They were the ones that they always tied the rope around. They could go in. Some people went in and came right back out. They didn't have any trouble with it. They were ascending. They were connected. They knew where they were. They figured out the gate. Look at the magnetism. How many countless fucking hours have we given saying that magnetic north is different than true north? And that it was all shifting as the poles were going upside down and it was all inverted and the landlines were changing and the little, and then all these down you watch these stupid, ridiculous, inappropriate, every way movies and all of a sudden starts making sense to you like you've never heard it for the very first time. And the next thing you find yourself talking to the fucking cow, Gene, in French, and it starts making sense.
So what, in the Stranger Things show, which represented the Holy of Holies? Was it that room with all the little orbs falling?
No, the Kremlites.
Kremlites?
Kremlites. Yeah, Kremlites. You know, in December, when they put up the tree, and they have Kremlites.
Oh, Christmas light. Christmas light.
Kremlites. Mary fucking Kremel. It's Kremlites. They have Kremlites. There's a Kremlite. That's what that was the representation. That's the representation, the Kremlites.
So the Christmas lights lighting up is a representation of the whole
thing. True that. It's the flow of power. That's the line, the string of power that connects to the power. True that. What about that, though?
That's pretty sweet. That brings a whole new dimension to that show.
You knew you were on point when it was a world where they have 8-track tapes. This world here doesn't have 8-track tapes. Do you know this?
Yeah, I just noticed an 8-track tape yesterday, though.
Then you're in a different world. Which is it.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't seen reference to 8-track tapes, you know, in however long, like a decade.
Yeah,
okay,
there you go.
So,
Conway Twitty and Kitty Wales. Oh, and don't forget. Oh, Bob, get up the Hillbillies. Play that one. That'll be good.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
That was excellent. Now that little thing puts you into a different context now at a different level. That was from a different time. See, that's when Margaret Hathaway ran the world. That's where the Smythe Joneses came back to say, this is where the Mayflower connected. And it changed everything because there was a different level, a simpler time, as it were. And it really wasn't that simple, as you well know. It was a very different time because it didn't apply. So now you're coming back to where you're connecting back to the same time to make it where it can connect to you. So, there you go.
Yeah, that's interesting because I watch another show as well, Halt and Catch Fire, and it takes place in a similar world of cassettes and 8-track tapes and things like that. It's cool to get that insight in that other world of how this cloud was developing back then, because even in 1983, I was still connecting to the bulletin board system networks and things like that.
See, that's why the TRS-80 was a good thing for you in those days.
I didn't use a TRS-80.
Yes, you did.
I saw it in Radio Shack.
Yes, you did.
Okay. I was more of an IBM
you didn't
guy.
Have... No, but that was the thing that it wouldn't do anything, so that's silly. You know better. No worries.
Mm.
No worries.
So back to
the
Stranger Things. The little orb things that were, like, falling in that world, was that a parallel to the Christmas lights, or was that represent something else? Is that, like,
that's
manna?
Something else. Oh, okay, that's a good reference. That's not a bad reference. That's a good reference.
How come everything in that other world looks so dead? Like, it just looked like death.
Because it's this world. It's this world.
Oh...
That is this world. Joe just got back from it when everything was messed up. But everything was messed up. Nothing worked out. Everything you called somebody. Nobody has voicemail anymore. And everything was voicemail. Then this and that and then back and forth and over and all these problems that run into problems. It was problems. And then all of a sudden there ain't no problem. Then Bob can't get his email to work. And you realize he puts all of his notes in the damn email and he gets old emails. He got here before it was email. But then they went to this other damn world all along. People were gasping for air with all of Bob's emails. Because I don't know whether y'all know that, but he sends himself a ton of emails. So it's absolutely beyond belief what the other people showed up. They were just kind of lost forever, lost eternally, and that's how it all went. So far, so good, but it's happy.
That's true, Chad. I'm always sending myself emails. That's how I file things, how I create topics. I just say, I got to remember to call Chad. Okay, call Chad. I send the email to myself.
Bob sending himself emails across worlds, Ion.
Yes, always has done it for years. He did it by CKLN before there was damn email. Tell him about your little filing system back then, Dobby. CKLN, tell him about it, Bob. Come on, Bob, you can do it. We'll go to heebie-jeebies if you need us to. Don't threaten us with a good time.
Well, Chad, you know, if Ion said that 7 years ago, 6 years ago to me, I wouldn't know what he's talking about. But much has happened since then, and most of what Ion says is pretty understandable now for me, especially
Lord
since taking the restructure.
Yeah.
The restructure really consolidated a lot of stuff.
Pimping your damn product. Let them buy it or don't buy it. Stop pimping your shit. It's going to change your life or don't. Do not take this product. Don't buy it. Don't borrow it. Don't get money from other people to buy it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't do it. It's not for you. It's not made for you. It's not going to help you. It's not going to do that. Now, if you do engage it and then you like it, that's fine. Don't tell another living soul. Just keep it to yourself. Don't make no testaments and testimonies and testimonies. Don't put it on no gravestones. Restructure got me here. Don't do none of that kind of stuff. Don't do it. Keep it a secret. Whatever you do, don't tell anybody. Just keep it to yourself. Order it quiet. Tell them at the factory. Tell them at the factory to put it in a separate box so that the neighbors won't know that you're ordering it. Keep it all private on the down low. Make it be like your Viagra. Let it come in a plain brown wrapper, you know, just real easy. That's the way to do that. Don't let nobody find out. It's good.
Look at that, Chad. Ion scraping the barrel of his tricks. He went back to the old Matthew Hurtado trick back in 2009, for God's sake.
Oh, no. That was his tail of tea, Bob. That was...
Yeah, that's what you're
Bob,
screaming.
Bob, you own that. You copywrote that, the tail of tea. So that's actually yours, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually did come up. I came up with that idea, Chad. I think I did.
Right.
No, maybe Ion did. Ion did, but then I...
No, you copywrote it, so it's yours. It ain't IP,
yours,
Bob.
Bob, are you going to describe your filing system that you had at CKLN?
CKLN. CKLN.
It was all... I just knew where everything was.
You did not. You had that damn Rolodex.
Oh, yeah, I had a piece of paper, Chad. I'd write notes on foolscap.
One piece of paper.
I could show you on Skype. I still have the stuff. I showed it in one of the videos with Roxy.
Yeah.
I showed my notes to the Evergreens. I just flapped a piece of paper. It's sitting here in the drawer beside me from 30 years ago.
The videos, yeah.
The scrawl of
Bob. That's when he got lost on City Island one time. We were talking to him about that. Oh, sorry, Bob. We weren't supposed to talk about that, were we? Pelham Park. We weren't supposed to talk about that. Sorry, Bob. We didn't mean to out you. Bob, we'll get you back. No matter. We don't care where you go, Bob. We're going to get you. We got you, Bob. Don't you worry. You're safe. You don't know where you are. You don't know where you're going. You don't know when you're going to get there. You don't know when you're leaving. You don't know what you're going to experience there. Don't you worry, Bob. You're safe. No matter what you do.
Back to you, Chad. Back to you.
We're going to have to get any deeper. We're going to have to call Walter Winchell to help us out, Bob.
I like when Ion goes, CKLN.
It sounds like Council of Ten.
Secret Council of Ten. CKLN.
Stop copying us. You're copying us. Don't copy us no more. You're copying us. Don't be copying us. We got this. Secret Council of Ten. CKLN. Don't do that. We got that. We got this. This is your chicken. We're just sucking it, Bob. Hold on.
So back to Stranger Things, that dark, cold world, that's what this world is really like.
As a little
the
man,
other world.
Yeah.
So that, like, what was that stuff? Those, like, that membrane that was over the portal, is that like the veil?
It wouldn't be.
So L was the one that rent the veil.
No, L connected it.
So who would L represent in the Bible?
Bob.
So Bob is 11. 11 is Bob.
Well, 11, and every time you do 11, you go to Jobstown, and you get to five bodies, then you have to go to the Hexad, then you get your Hexad screwed up, and you go to the Pentad, and then the Octad runs over, and then five was a grade of six because he was a registered six offender, so, you know, that's what you're going to do.
11, that was Scott Norris, Bob. Remember his candle on the... Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
He's another one that has,
yep.
He hasn't been around a while, so is he still affecting this, like some of the early INETs, Ion?
Basically.
Yeah, Scott last told me a year ago, he said, no, Bob, I can handle Bob Dobbs. I don't know if I can take Ion. And he kind of fell back to the past. That's what he last said a year ago. I don't know what he's been doing. Ion, you're saying he's still tuned in?
Yeah.
The Ion effect? Okay.
Can't get away from it. See, even though you push away from it, it still does. People's lives have been changed forever. Number one, you can never go back. You can't unknow what you already know, for Pete's sake.
But I'm noticing I'm becoming more and more and more and more, like, testy in relation to little men. Like, when they get in my presence, I don't
want to
get irritated, but I mean, yeah. So
Will's disappearance was only the beginning.
Really?
Did you say the world's disappearance?
No,
Will.
Stranger
Will.
Things, the boy that disappeared.
Oh, okay.
So that was only the beginning of
problems.
What people...
Yeah, the unearthing of new problems.
And they're little man problems.
Mm-hmm.
So only little men have problems, right?
Well, here's a good question for you. This is what you want to know. Why did Hopper get into that mysterious car in season one's final episode?
Yeah, he got into a mysterious car. I don't know why. And then he dropped off food for Elle, and I thought she was out of
right.
the whole thing.
Yeah, right. And what was Will coughing up in the bathroom?
That thing that went down his throat, that snake thing in the other world.
Well,
So that's my intuition.
But the Morrigan that 11 defeated was the only one of its kind, or there are more of them on the Upside Down?
It would imply there's more of them, and that he brought it into this world by spitting it out.
Excellent.
So this can be a fringe kind of thing where the two worlds start bleeding into each other?
We can't say. It's going to be the same, but very different. You're going to lose the loved one about the original. And then you're going to look at what it does and try to put a little bit of that magic back.
Stereotypes, Chad. You don't have to not be an asshole to be evolved.
Oh.
You don't have to not be an asshole to be evolved, okay?
Yeah, you don't have to be a good guy to be, the word evolved is probably not accurate, but the descended person is not necessarily a nice person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Angela. Good example of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
She, well, no, not a lot of people can handle her.
Right.
And,
most INETs are assholes, my personal experience. Eventually, they start off nice. They think they have to sort of be nice to me, so I don't like them. When they find out they don't have to be nice to me to get into be interested in them, then they just dump on me constantly, which shows they're basic assholes.
Well, Millie Bobby Brown is going to be back for season two. Don't worry about that.
Bob, this is cool. The girl that plays 11, her real name in real life is Millie Bobby Brown.
That's the actress's name.
Yeah, the actress's
right?
Real name
that's
is
11.
Millie
11.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Wow.
The character that I just said is you.
Back.
That
Bob
me?
Character.
That's
Iron just
L.
said 11 is Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Iron
L.
said L is Bob.
Oh, that's where L comes from, 11.
Yeah, and 11 is played by Millie Bobby Brown.
Basically, I would say, instant theory, it just occurred to me that Thunder 11, which is just Thud, T-H-U-D on, I don't know, 6-0-10 or something, of Fitting's Wake, is the 11th Thunder. Iondom is the 11th Thunder, which I initiated, so that's how it fits for me right now.
And then the sanctuary, the house gives 11 sanctuary, so one of the kids gives 11 sanctuary at his house in the basement, and the family's last name is Wheeler. Where they hide.
Holy
the
shit. Holy fuck. Right?
Stop. That's Lord Suffering Camp.
I was giving out fucking home secrets. Jesus Christ, I, you fuck off. Fuck your. You step back, I had. Let's shut this show down. Let's make this as a short show. I mean, this is. That's sick. Basically, there's going to be a TV show about me masturbating with actual footage. That's what I do.
Yeah, with actual footage. Actual, Bob, it's not a foot long. Bob, it's not a foot long. You know it's not a foot long. Maybe. It's sort
yeah,
of.
You wish.
There
you
won't
wish.
Be footage. There won't
the
be
footage.
It's about the girth. It's about the girth. It's not about the length. It's not how deep you fish, Bob. It's how you wiggle your worm. Play what you got. Play what you got in your inbox. That'll solve it for me.
Chad, I was telling me last night or yesterday all the top Hollywood comedians who listen to our show because they know it's the funniest thing around. They're trying to figure out how to adapt to it or how to exploit it or how to use it. It's pretty interesting who listens. And I'm going to have an awesome thing when, once Ion's gone. I'm going to play this incredible explanation of restructure Ion did this morning. Pretty neat.
Oh, good. That thing under penalty of death you couldn't play under any certain
terms.
That's
right. Fuck you. I'm not, I don't
good.
Hold you
that's
anymore.
Good.
You're exposing
yeah,
me, good. I expose you. Fair deal.
You're right. Quib
yeah.
pro quo, Clary.
Quid pro quo.
Pro quo, Clary.
Pro quo. Clo. Pro quo. You know, Chad, that's the thing. I'm the only one who has the guts to fucking insult Ion. None of you others have said it
don't
that far.
Don't play in your inbox.
Which one? It's all ready. I got them all. Which one?
No. The one is just fresh in your new box. Just got there.
Oh, okay. Well, you
got
to give me a second to get it then.
Oh, good.
Okay,
Lord,
we bring
Jesus
this up. Jesus. Did he say Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Okay.
High upon a mountain from where. An angel of the Lord declared that it would be. He said, don't stand here grieving for the one that you see leaving. In like manner he's coming back for you and me. Is nearing. We'll soon see his appearing. Well, this could be the hour, and this could be the day when the saints from every nation gonna lose gravitation in the middle.
Yeah.
bless you.
That's great.
That was yummy. See, that's the point. It's the shaking that comes in. And that trumpet that you keep talking about and all the scripture talking about, the trumpet, the trumpet, y'all.
Whoa. Oh, man, do I got a lot on Trump. I can't even play it. Holy shit. More shit. More crap. We ain't seen nothing yet, Chad. We ain't heard nothing. We ain't talked nothing yet. Holy shit.
It's good. Well, and y'all are doing it. But see, you do this just vicariously, number one. You're good. Just remember, you cannot have the symbols if you're not trusted to handle them. Just know that. Because you got more triangulation than anybody, and you can use it. You kind of do, and then you don't. But you ain't bragging, no way, so that's good. We like that part because that's kind of like a more of Bob's glib cliched archetypes. But embrace it from that standpoint, just like when you walked up to the tree, the half tree, and you were like you were going to walk into it, and you didn't know for sure on your stupid walks when you were poor. Remember back when you were poor? So wasn't that fun? We remember, number one, he was poor. It was so silly. Well, you got Canada money anyway, so I don't know how you're going to make it anyway. So get rid of that Canada money quick. Well, don't keep it anyway. Convert it into silage or sewage water or something quickly. But even so, it's good because at least you don't have to think about it anymore, and it becomes fun. Now, you're not tapping into the things that gives you an erection, but once you get the erection, you know what to do. We're trying to move you to where you can have the erection on command. And when you have that, then you're always going to hit the point, the dot. And you won't be bothered by the little man and the little man problems and the little man syndrome and the little man. You'll be above the fray. Some people look and they just disregard it and they just move on. Bob just stares at people and looks at him and was like, he didn't even say anything to him anymore. He's like, I mean, he goes on his little walk, and he won't even acknowledge people anymore. Yes, you're not as good as me, but get out of my way, and you'll be all right. You know, it's like, I'm not speaking to you, because who are you, and why are you on my beach? Get him out. You're fired. Get out. So it's all good.
What was interesting is Kate and I got the fuck out of Vancouver, and just a few days ago,
God.
And just noticed that today there was a bit of shaky happening there.
Yeah, we have bubble, toil, and trouble.
So is this a preparation for the big one?
Stop talking about Bob. He don't know if it's a good old big one or a big old good one. He don't know which it is yet.
Okay. And then trumpet. I remember you talking about the trumpet of Zion back in Rewrites, and that it would be so loud that it would, like,
And then that's what they say about... See, that's why people hate the hillbillies, because she's so bleh, this Casper Milquetoast makes you want to retch and vomit. Oh, yeah, we're supposed to talk about how we love Hillary Clinton. Well, good fucking luck on that one, y'all. I mean, the Hillary Rotten Clinton is in the thing to make it all fun. She's the converse of the obverse side of this moving coin, the vicissitude. We don't say we like Trump. We just say he's going to win. He's going to be president. That's all. He said nothing else. He'll probably be yucky or trappy or young or kiss people in the ass or shit in her mouth or something. There's no telling what he'll do. He'll do anything because he don't really care. Because he thinks, like, I'm not dealing with this shit. You people fucked this up, and I'm just running the office to straighten it out. And he says, the Republican Party is not supporting me. He says, good. You need to be fired, too. You're part of the problem. Every one of you sons of bitches come in here and have messed the same thing up from stem to damn stern. Need to be put out on the street. Put out. Get out. Basically ruined it. Fill the walls, send them to Mexico, and let them become drug dealers and rapists and bad people so then they can have a job. And then maybe they can apply and come back to America where they can rob, rape, and pillage and steal for free like they do in Washington, D.C.
Well, this whole system, this whole politician system with the Trumps, with Bushes, Clintons, Obama, and then Canada's politics seems the same way as all that shit. Is like celebrating.
They don't even have enough to have
celebrating
politics.
Celebrating the weak, celebrating people who need to be cared for and helped, and the healthcare systems and things like that. So
no autonomy. No autonomy.
No autonomy of the individual.
Let them off. The only one who needs a physician is the sick. If you're sick, you're soon going to be very sad that you're sick. You're either going to have to come to a place of power or you're going to get out quickly. Maybe you can go to Mexico and get you some nice health care. That'd be good. Then you'll get over it. It's very simple.
Are they going to the sick people going to be sad because there's no more health care for them to wipe their butts? Is that why?
No. They call them leper colonies.
Is that similar to a FEMA
camp? Can reopen. Bob, why can't we open Molokini back? Can we use Molokini for that? There's a lot of lead and shit over there anyway. Can we have Molokini?
You know
Bob,
what
he
means, Dad.
Yeah,
you know, the island in front of Polo Beach with the with the war bombing.
Please.
No. Molokini. I thought Molokini was the island that used to be a leper colony.
It was.
Yeah, I think it might be. Well, it's the one.
Same one.
They did all the bomb trials in
please,
World War II.
Can we have it? Can we have it, please?
Oh, it's Molokai.
Please. What are we saying?
No, I think Molokini is right in front of me. Molokai is to the right, and it may be the leper colony. I can't remember which way. I'm talking that he's just talking about the one that is all rusty looking because it's destroyed from the bomb.
Can we have
testing.
It? Can we have it? We want it. We're going to do good things, but we promise it's going to be fun. Can we have it? See?
I want it back. I want to buy that destroyed island. They send tours over there. People go over, camp out, and help clean up the bombs. That's one of the tourist attractions of Hawaii.
Damn.
Little people, you know, these people believe in tourism. Or actually think they're going someplace. Disgusting. I have to deal with it every day. Ian's right. I stare at them with the utmost disrespect. I bother their children. I say hi to the people I have to see every day. That fucker comes by every fucking day at the same fucking time. I've changed my route to avoid him. He's still fucking there. Jesus, I hate that guy.
You have to say hi to the same idiot
every day.
Yeah.
You have to say hi. Hi. And then he comes back on the walk back. He says, good night. I go, fuck Jesus Christ, good night. It's a sad life I have over here. I can't wait to get back to Soho and Manhattan and the village and the scum. I'd rather New York scum than Hawaii scum.
And heebie-jeebies and everything north of 53rd Street.
At least I can walk by heebie-jeebies and recall the days 40 years ago when I initiated the whole punk aesthetic. Anyways, back to you, Chad. Let's not get distracted by Dr. Dean's issues.
No, I think I'm good for now. I'm gonna.
All right, let's see. Let's see who's lined up here. Thank you very much, Chad. She never gets to speak at the beginning of the show. Oh, go ahead, Eliza. You're on, Eliza. Better be fucking awake.
Yes, Bob.
Okay.
I'm just trying to park my car. I'm trying
to
find my car.
Let's talk about that.
All right. I can talk while I park. What do you want to say? It requires focus, but I am doing two things at once. And my notes are upstairs. what do you want to talk about, Ion?
We want to talk about you.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
What do you want to know today?
How have I been doing since the last time you told me stop with the constant concerns over taking over every little thing on my chemical body? So how have I been doing since the last time you told me about that?
Eliza, you got to start realizing if you talked about Afghanistan or talked about the European Parliament or Merkel, that's talking about yourself. Don't take the topic of yourself, literally. Don't go, how am I doing? You don't even know the dimensions of the I you're asking how to be commented on. So just talk about Time Magazine and you're talking about yourself. That's what the meaning of media's extensions of man are. We are media. You are that. That's you.
Okay, so
offended.
But I am sad. We want to talk about you, so I took that as a cue to go ahead and talk.
Yeah,
about
you think
yourself.
You is the chemical body. You have to include the other bodies. That means if you get in the TV body, chip bodies, all you can mention any topic that ever was heard of. That's talking about you.
It's Alexis Carrington.
Bob, do you know Alexis Carrington?
No, but see, you're going, what about that? You must start saying ideas, and then I will correct you. That's how you get talking.
Okay.
You don't ask him
okay.
to say anything.
I'll ask something I've been curious about.
No, you don't ask. You talk about it, and then
okay,
I will correct you. He hates humans talking about something. He has to correct them, so that's how you get a response.
So, sometimes I think about how come there aren't many people from Afghanistan calling in, not many Afghans calling
yes,
in.
Yes, there are. They're calling all the time. What are you talking about? We do a whole 2.5-hour section every damn weekend with the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Muslims and the sand niggers and everybody. They have their whole little section.
They call in to what? To payday?
It's absolutely in the record. All is recorded. All is recorded.
Because I haven't heard anyone. I feel like I'm the only one.
Well, you think that restructure's too sweet, too, so what else?
No. I do not think restructure is too sweet. I think it is perfect. I actually get mad. I think you wanted me to go into this. Smart, Ian is smart. So I actually, when people, like I heard a comment on someone saying that they think restructure is too sweet, and I just kind of rolled my eyes and thought, it is not too sweet. It is just perfect. I would not want them to make it any more, like, less sweet because it's just right now. But then again, you're always going to have those people who find a problem with this or that. From my opinion, the sweetness is just on point.
Okay, there's an example there, Eliza. Appreciate your comments on the restructure. Now, he says the Afghanis call in. You think Afghanis are the chemical body Afghanis. Everybody's Afghani. There are no Afghanis. We're all in the chip body. So you have to expand on your sense of the topic. When he says they call in all the time, that can be anybody. We're all Afghanis. We're all New Yorkers. We're all everything because we're everywhere, and we're not even limited to those places. See? This is how you talk to Ion. You change your imagery of what you're dealing with.
Yeah, I can think like that. I mean, we have people thinking that, you know, they're this group or that group, but I can definitely think that we're everything. But when Ion said that, I was thinking, oh, well, which world are they calling in from? Because I sure haven't hurt anyone. But, yeah, I understand what you mean by changing my imagery of it.
Because you're already involved with that imagery, and you're trying to find a little image of yourself to make that autonomous and call that ascension. You have to ascend within the mud, within the midden heap, within all the media that's around and inside you. That's what you have to work your way through. See, so you don't talk about yourself as some limited little thing that's going to expand.
I think I can explain this whole thing while you're parking the rest of the car. Bob, why don't you play what's in the newest one in your inbox?
Look, Ian, I got everything all lined up, ready to go, and then you keep telling me to go to the one I didn't line up. I didn't see it come in. What's your problem?
It's early. That's for later. That's for the good part.
Okay, so this, I don't know who Alexis is, but this is Alexis. Alexis Carrington meets Alexis. I think that looks like Joan Collins, that Dallas show. I think that might be what this is. So, then again, maybe it isn't Joan Collins. Oh, it's from Big Business, 1988. Oh, okay. Sadie Ratliff is the country version of Ruthless City Twin, Bette Midler. Oh, forget about the Dallas reference. It's something else. So we're getting ready to play it. I've got
Ellie Southworth would roll over in her grave.
Right. Okay. I think we're ready.
Adam, may I have a glass of water, please?
Give him hell, Alexis!
Golly, look at her go. She is just running that whole company.
Would you turn that damn thing down? I'm trying to think. You have seen that episode 1,000 times.
Oh, I just love it when she fires everybody.
I'm a very direct woman.
If I'd like to get your approval, and please understand that I have controlling interest in Denver Carrington, I shall fire you all on the spot. And replace you with a boy that will approve.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry if I'm a bit late. Well, the Let's get right down to new business, shall we? Hollowmaid, I have come to the conclusion that the sale of Hollowmaid to Fabio... what's his face? Is not in our best interest.
Excuse me, Ms. Shelton, but we were just reminding the stockholders that you strongly advocate liquidation.
Rose, darling. Yeah. Can I have a glass of water, please?
Certainly.
I'm a very direct woman. If I don't get your approval to cancel this sale, please understand that I have a controlling interest in Denver Carrington, among the Moramac, and I will not hesitate to fire y'all right here on the spot and replace y'all with a boy that will
Ms.
go
Shelton,
along.
This is outrageous.
Sounded good, but I didn't hear much of it, but it sounded interesting.
Well, who owns controlling interest of Denver Carrington, and if you don't do right, we'll fire this board, and we'll get a board that will go right, and we're not going to axe Moramax.
What's that got to do with Eliza?
That's where she is right now. She's trying to axe Moramax.
You think of that, Eliza? What, she park her car and disconnect?
I did. I'm opening my door. But what do you mean by that?
Just exactly what we said.
What was the word that you said, Bob?
That we are not going to allow you to ask Moramax.
To ask Moramax?
Yeah, that's the business. That's the business ship Bettmiller's ahead of.
That's the business of what?
That Bette Midler is the head of in the video clip I just played.
Can you help me understand that, Bob? What does that mean? They're not allowing
me to.
Well,
she's threatening to fire everybody. Are you threatening to fire everybody in your life?
Juju.
Angel talk.
Juju. J-U-I. Juju.
Oh, Bob, are you going to explain that to me?
You want us to?
Yeah, can you?
It means nine in wine, also.
Nine in mind?
Good, in Jesus line. God, no. Juju means nine, nine. It also means wine.
Fine wine?
Nine, as in one more than an octad.
Okay.
And wine is what you do with the tissue to wipe your tears of joy or drink a nice glass of Chablis.
Oh, okay. Nine wine. So, continue above the nine wine?
Just above the memories.
What about the memories?
Just above them.
I like to know what's just about them. Or what do you mean by that? Nine wine.
I'm upstairs, Eliza. I guess I have to go back downstairs and see if Ian left. Maybe that's why we don't feature you.
We're not left. We've answered the question. 99, the Alibaba sale. On and on.
Then you said just about the memories.
Just above the memories. If it's good Chinese fun. Juju. It's like Jimmy Choo shoes. Ay, ay, ay. It's like La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha. Oh, no, this is better. One ton of meta. That's pretty good, too. So anyway, Jack Ma's got it all figured out, and it's all good. And Alibaba's going through the roof again, and that's pretty good. And it's a happy day here in Camp Cupcake, Atlanta.
A happy day. Sometimes when you give me these phrases, like nine lines, I look them up. But then when you say something like, just above the memories, then you kind of leave me at a loss because is it nine wine just above the memories, or the meaning of nine wine just above the memories?
Well, being as ascended as you are becoming, you should know all that. Well, okay, well, hurry up. Now, we got to do one thing for Barb here. We got to straighten up the big seat. You realize in just a matter of one moment, it went down to 27, and then it went $4.52, so 16%. Now it's 32.36. But we told you when it went to 30, then we told you when it went to 27, and now it's 32.36. Just saying. Mark that, Bob. 48. Big C is 32.36.
I did.
And Southern is a goodbye at 50.87.